Hi, my name is Adam Conlon from Opinion Research. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to hear your opinions. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, Robert. Okay, the first question is, are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an opponent, or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
Hold on just a second.
Yes, sir.
TV down.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an opponent, or elected official, or active in any political campaigns? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? When to vote? Definitely. Very likely?
Yeah, well, definitely.
Thank you. And I just want to make sure we have a sample representative of all ages. May I have your age, please?
85.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say that things in Grant, Travis County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I don't know. Not really.
Yeah, okay. You can say that. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you will vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Mileage, and the ballot reads, should the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This mileage will rise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against the proposal?
No, against the proposal.
Thank you. And that will be definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of the proposal or no against the proposal?
No.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, will you vote yes in favor of the proposal or no against the proposal? I don't know why they ask the same question so many times. I just said no, right?
No.
Okay. As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. I am fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails.
Opposed.
Thank you. From the following list, please, which issue should your local elected official in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? I'm going to read you the list. Dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas. Making housing more affordable. Controlling growth and development. Protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat. Protecting water quality and water supply, reducing traffic and congestion, fighting crime and drugs, and improving the public safety, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, improving public education and local schools, improving local roads and infrastructure. What do you think is that they should be focused on? I know they're
important. I don't know.
Okay. No problem. You will be now given a disorganization in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Your city, township, government, favorable or unfavorable?
What's the, say that again, please.
Your city, township, government, do you find it favorable or unfavorable?
Yeah, neutral.
Neutral, okay. So, neutral, somewhat favorable then, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, thank you. Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TAR Trails. Favorable or unfavorable?
Neutral.
Okay. Somewhat favorable, right? That's about
yeah,
as
a little bit.
We can get. Okay. Grand Traverse County government, you find them favorable or unfavorable? Or?
Neutral.
The same. Okay, somewhat favorable. Because
yeah,
I don't have neutral
bit.
Here. So. That about as close as neutral. Do you think that Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, about right?
Too fast.
Thank you. If approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend this taxpayer's funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, will you say that you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend this dollars wisely? Trust or not trust? Okay. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for these projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. To promote health and wellness, do you approve or disapprove?
No.
To spend that money, huh?
No, I don't approve of it.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks. Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space. Approve or disapprove?
Say that one again, please.
Okay. To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space. They're trying to say that the money will be better spent on this than creating more trails. That's what they're saying. Do you approve this to increase, you know?
I don't understand what the thing is supposed to do. What is this, for handicapped people?
No. They're trying to say that there's a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. Okay, thank you. Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. To promote local economic development. Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. To increase non-motorized transportation options. Approve or disapprove?
I don't know. I kind of approve, but it's not very strong.
Somewhat
yeah,
approve?
Somewhat. Yep.
Thank you. To promote recreational opportunities. Do you approve or disapprove?
What was that? Say it again, please.
To promote recreational opportunities.
Yeah.
Okay.
Approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. To plan and construct new trails. Approve or disapprove?
Approve, but...
Somewhat.
Somewhat.
Thank you. To maintain existing trails.
Pardon?
To maintain existing trails.
Yeah,
to maintain,
I guess so.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling. Approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. To protect open space from residential and commercial development. Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, if forced to choose which of the following is more important to you, ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained, constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County. Which is more important to you?
Say it again.
ensuring the current trail network in Grandfathers County is well maintained, constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplace, in other words, to connect between schools, workplaces, shop, and parks in Grandfathers County. Which one is more important to you?
I'm not sure.
Okay. You will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grandfathers County. This indicated pitch will make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can get out as well. There will be full public disclosure of all project spending. That will make it more likely or less likely.
I don't know.
Okay. A citizen oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensures the funds are administered for the intended purposes. Would that make it more likely or less likely?
Or more likely.
More likely, thank you. Much more or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. Would that make it more likely or less likely?
Probably more likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Yeah, somewhat.
Thank you. The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. Would that make it more likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Thank you so much for doing the show. We have 50% now. I appreciate your time and your patience. Now you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grandfathers County. Please indicate in each argument if it's very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. In today's digital age is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle. Convincing? Not too convincing or no difference?
Not too convincing.
Thank you. Not at all or not too convincing or not at all?
Not too convincing.
Thank you. Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tark Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grandfathers County. This proposal will help create connections to this trail and many other destinations in the county. Convincing? Not too convincing? Not all convincing? No difference?
I don't know.
Okay. This proposal will keep Grandfathers County trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby. Convincing or not convincing?
Convincing.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. This proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors. Convincing or no?
No, not really.
Not too convincing or not at all?
No. Probably not at all.
Okay, thank you. This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife, habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams. Convincing or not too convincing?
Not too convincing.
Thank you. Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grandfathers County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs. Convincing or not convincing?
Not convincing.
Not at all or not too convincing?
Not at all.
Thank you. This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grandfathers County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all. Convincing or not?
Yeah.
Very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them in the same way that we do. Convincing or not convincing?
Kind of convincing.
Okay, somewhat convincing. Thank you. This proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grandfathers County so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby. Convincing or not?
Not real convincing.
No? Okay, thank you. That's not too convincing. Not at all, not too convincing.
Not too convincing.
Thank you. Grand Traverse County Trail Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails. Convincing or no?
No.
Not at all or not too
convincing? Not at all, no.
Thank
no.
you. $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy. Convincing or no?
Say that again, please.
Okay, sure. $7, that's what it's going to cost. $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Not convincing.
Not too convincing or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. Okay. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against the proposal?
No.
Thank you. And would you say that you definitely won or probably won against it? Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now you've been given some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate in each argument if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal.
Not at all convincing.
No, I have to read them to you. If each will not make no difference, you can indicate that as well. This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill. Is that convincing or somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not all convincing? This is the ones that are against it. This is the people that are saying, we don't want that proposal.
Yeah, that's convincing.
Very or somewhat?
Yeah, very.
Thank you. There are more important things to spend taxpayers' money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems. Convincing, very convincing, our convincing, not too convincing, not all convincing.
Not convincing.
Not too convincing, not at all convincing.
Not too convincing.
Thank you. This proposal will give millions more. This proposal will give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can trust them to spend this money the right way. It would just end up getting wasted on their pet project. Convincing or not convincing?
Convincing.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes. Convincing or somewhat convincing? Very convincing or
convincing?
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. This proposal will raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million. Are there convincing or unconvincing or no convincing?
Convincing.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. This proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not
very convincing.
Thank you. With inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes. Very convincing? Somewhat convincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election was held today, would you vote yes in favor of the proposal or no? Again, I know the same question again. You already said, right? You said no, you're against it, right?
Yep, no.
Thank you. And you said that it was definitely, right? Or probably?
Probably.
Thank you. Now, you'll be given a statement to complete in your own words. I have to write it down. So I'm going to start the statement, and I want you to complete it in your own words. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is.
We're already paying too much property tax.
Taxes. I
think period.
That would be the one. It is taxes. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
And before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. This proposal is called Grandfathers County Road Commission Millage Renewal. And the ballot reads, should a county grandfathers impose a renewal of the previously approved one mil for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvement millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grandfathers County. If approved and levy in full, the renewal millage would generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of the proposal or no against the proposal?
No.
Thank you. Probably or definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you. And now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes, just to be sure that we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom do you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you. And with which political party are you affiliated? Republican, Democrat, Independent?
Probably Democrat, but not strong.
Okay. And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, a moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal, kind of.
Oh, somewhat, not very, right?
Yeah, somewhat, yeah.
Thank you. What is the last grade or formal education that you have completed?
Say it again.
What is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? A college, a high school diploma?
I graduated from Michigan State.
For your college or postgraduate degree?
Yeah, just for bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Do you own or rent the home that you are currently living in?
I own it.
Thank you. Do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household? Yes or no?
Yeah, I've got a grandson living here.
Okay, thank you. What is your main racial background? African American or black, Asian American, white, Caucasian, Hispanic, or other?
Caucasian Finnish.
Okay, thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation. I really appreciate it. Take care. You have a nice night. Take care.
Okay,
appreciate
hey. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Take care.